Message number 869. Mother of Salvation, do not accept tolerance for pagans to take over the churches of God. Tuesday, August 6, 2013. My child, you must never listen to those who attack these messages from the Blessed Trinity, for they will distract you from this work. Remember, this mission will be attacked more than any other because of the seriousness of it. The mockery, the ridicule, and the criticism will continue right up to the last day when you receive the final message. The plan to discredit these messages will intensify and hatred will mount, so please be prepared. These messages cannot be ignored by believers or unbelievers, for the Word of God will never go unnoticed. The hatred against God in the world right now is everywhere, and those who proclaim His Word in these times will suffer. The truth has always been rejected since God sent His prophets in the beginning to warn His children of the dangers of paganism. Paganism is the antithesis of the truth, the Word of God. Those poor souls who honor false gods anger my Father greatly. He is a jealous God, for it was through Him that all things began. He is Almighty. He is a loving God, but His wrath is to be feared when pagans infest those who love Him. When God's children, those who believe in Him and who adore Him through His beloved Son Jesus Christ, try to unite with all souls, all religions, they must be very careful. God wants all of His children to love one another irrespective of race, creed, or nation. What He will not permit is that Christians embrace pagans within their church. When this happens, the heathen will wipe out all traces of Christianity. It is insulting to God to take the truth, the Word of God, and leave room for lies to contaminate it. God's prophets warned humanity of the dangers of embracing paganism, as it leads to complete destruction. When this happens, the nations who allow this abomination into their churches will be wiped out with little mercy shown. Do not accept tolerance for pagans to take over the churches of God. You must never forget the great sacrifice made by God when He sent His only Son to bring you salvation. The day that you accept the practices of other churches not of God, or when you show respect for pagans, is the day when you will turn your back on the truth. Keep your eyes open and pray that your churches will not force you to forego your allegiance to Jesus Christ. Your beloved Mother, Mother of Salvation.